Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We just sang in that hymn the final two stanzas about the ascension of Jesus Christ. Jesus ascended up into heaven 40 days after Easter. That event is coming up this week in our life of the church. This Thursday we celebrate the ascension. So come back to church this Thursday, 7 p.m. We have a service in honor of Jesus' ascension into heaven. A great hymn. A question that might bother us from time to time: how do we remain in God's love? Now, we know God's love is perfect, and ours, by comparison, it falls short, doesn't it? We're easily caught up by all the things of the world that we forget the most important things: how to remain, or how to abide in God's love. Easy example to point this out today being Mother's Day. A day to love and thank our moms for their 365 days of sacrifice to us. One day for 365. A pretty good deal on our part, right? Is that a great thing that we honor one day out of 365? For the great blessing of who our moms are and what they do for us. One day, we always feel just a little bit guilty on Mother's Day because we reflect on how much our moms do for us, and we seem to fail to reciprocate the kind of love that is shown to us. How could we abide in love for Mom? Or perhaps on the other end of the spectrum. A couple of Thursdays ago now, my wife and I were in Erfurt, Germany. That's where Luther entered the monastery and became a monk. Luther said that there he worked his fingers to the bones, cleaning and scrubbing floors, working harder than most all the other monks. And why? Because he was trying to please God. How could he, a monk, remain in God's love? Well, in part, the fact that he became a monk was an effort to try to remain in God's love. How do I remain in God's love? Which commandment should we follow so that we can say with all sincerity, I remained in God's love? If we fast and pray 5 times a day, if we crawl on our knees, and whenever we sneeze, someone says Gesundheit, if we live like a monk and recycle our junk, if we give away all that we have and become missionaries in the country of Chad, well then, we abide in God's love? Well, listen up. Here's how Jesus puts it. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. Love starts with God, not us. Love is empowered, first and foremost, by the heart of God, not ours, because ours is powerless even to get going. Love proceeds from God to the Son, and from the Son, by the Spirit, comes to us. True love. Now that it is there, what does it do? Jesus says, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. We know which commandments were his Father's. The 10 commandments. You shall have no other gods. You should not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, manservant, ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbors. Those were his Father's commandments. And praise be to God, Jesus kept his Father's commandments. even says it here in our text. I have kept my Father's commandments. All these I have kept. That which we in Israel failed to keep, Jesus kept. And he gives his fulfillment of those commandments to you as a gift. What a great gift. Happy Mother's Day, moms. Happy Mother's Day to everybody in that regard. God gives the fulfillment of the commandments to you as a gift. Do you believe that? That's how you abide in God's love. Jesus satisfied the whole commandments, all of everything that God wanted for us to do. He fulfilled and even died in our place for our failure. Love is the fulfillment of the law, and that love was fulfilled for you. Rejoice, be glad, have your joy be full, as it says in the text, because you know what Jesus did by fulfilling those commandments. And now there's a commandment that Jesus asks us to keep, just as he kept his Father's commandments. Here it is, listen up, that you love one another. As I, Jesus said, have loved you. Then he said, greater love has no one than this, that someone lays down his life for his friends. Jesus was betrayed by his friends. Every single one of them. And what did he do? He forgave them. He laid down his life for them. Past, present, and future friends. He laid down his life to save them. For those who believe in his great act of love, the cross, have the gift of forgiveness of sins. Love in a man expects to be betrayed. Love has the foresight to see it coming even when it is least expected. Love in a man says, I know what I am to do just as God has done for me, so I will do to my betrayer. I forgive you. Love knows the greater thing in life is to lay down your life and have that power to forgive. And then know peace. We are no longer servants, Jesus says, because we know what Jesus and his Father have accomplished here on earth, forgiveness of sins. God chose us to know what it means that Jesus died and rose again. It means forgiveness, life, and salvation for all who believe. Jesus chose us to go and bear fruit and that our fruit would abide. Not the fruit of sin, which dies and is overcome and will be forever destroyed. But the fruit of life. That is, knowing God's love, the ability to forgive, to lay down your life for those who betray you, to show love and pray for your enemies, pray for those who hate you, pray for those who don't know about Jesus, pray for those who are enemies of God just like we once were, to have that life-changing gospel message that changes us to people who believe that we have a great brother who laid down his life for me, for you, and gives us the fulfillment of all God's commandments and helps us, inspires us to love one another just as he has loved us, to forgive. But the fruit of life, that's the fruit that abides. Loving and forgiving others, making known God's love by the work of Jesus' cross. What greater love is there? They say, you can't buy me love. You can't work hard enough to remain in God's love. You can't even love like God loves us. But you can know that you abide in God's love because God sent his Son to die for you and asks that his life and active love become the example and the inspiration to us to love others. Pure fruit, not the cause of God's love. In other words, simply put, we love because He first loved us. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.